It's Wednesday, February 14th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A tax cut was approved by the State Assembly and now goes to the Senate. State Republicans agree with the voting maps proposed by Governor Tony Evers. A law wants to guarantee top high school students can get admitted to any UW school, and farmers should apply now to help with rural road repairs. Good afternoon. I'm News Editor Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. The State Assembly passes a Republican tax cut package. Bob Haig tells us more.
Four bills include an expansion of the state's second lowest tax bracket. Representative Terry Katzma of Oostburg.
So if you're an individual or a married couple earning more than $28,000, your tax rate is going to go down from 5.3 to 4.4. So this is broad-based. This is middle class.
But will it be middle class enough for Governor Tony Evers to sign Majority Leader Tyler August of Lake Geneva?
He continues to say things like, oh, I want a middle class tax cut. I want a middle class tax cut. That's exactly what this package is.
The other bills exempt up to $75,000 of retirees' income and expand tax credits for married filers and for those with children. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Republicans in the Assembly and Senate on Tuesday, joined by one Democrat in each chamber, passed legislative district maps drawn by the Democratic governor. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss dismissed Democrats' concerns that the move was a ploy to set up a court challenge.
I think a lot of the things that we have for the potential to go to the U.S. Supreme Court and win on no longer are viable, which is why if the governor signs the map, I am supremely confident that that is the map that we will run on in November, whether I like it or not.
Voss expressed confidence Republicans can still win if Evers signs the maps, as he promised to do last week. The Wisconsin State Assembly has approved a bill eliminating work permit requirements for more teenagers. Former Republican Governor Scott Walker signed a bill in 2017 that eliminated work permit requirements for 16 and 17-year-olds. The bill the Assembly approved Tuesday eliminates permit requirements for 14 and 15-year-olds. It doesn't change any state laws limiting hours minors can work. Supporters say the bill would help businesses hire much-needed workers faster. The Senate passed the measure in October. Democratic Governor Tony Evers will likely veto the proposal, however. He nixed a bill in 2022 that would have allowed 14 and 15-year-olds to work longer summer hours. The state legislature has passed a bill requiring the University of Wisconsin-Madison to admit all high school students who finish in the top 5% of their class. Other UW campuses would have to admit those in the top 10% under the bill passed Tuesday. It was part of a deal reached between the legislature and university that also limits diversity positions in the system's 24 campuses in exchange for money to cover staff raises and construction projects. A legislative committee gave final approval for the pay raises in December, and now a series of bills are working their way through the legislature, enacting other parts of the deal. The bill now heads to Governor Tony Evers. Wisconsin officials seek applications for rural roads to repair, helping Wisconsin agriculture. Farmers around the state are encouraged to contact their local government officials to submit applications for the first round of grants for the state's Agricultural Road Improvement Program. The initiative created last June provides $150 million to fund projects improving rural roads. The submissions for repairs are aimed at improving the transportation of farmers' products from the field and farm to processors. The first round of applications will distribute $50 million of the funding. More information on the Agricultural Roads Improvement Program can be found on the Wisconsin Department of Transportation website. A Wisconsin U.S. Senator is part of the investigation of the rapidly increasing cost of inhalers. Ted Allen tells us more.
Senator Tammy Baldwin has joined three of her colleagues in sending letters to the CEOs of the four biggest manufacturers of inhalers sold in the U.S., which charge between $200 and $600 for each inhaler, which is typically purchased monthly. A release from Baldwin's office says the same medication is available abroad for under $100. The release adds that over 500,000 people suffer from asthma and other respiratory conditions in Wisconsin. In 2018, 71 Wisconsinites died due to the chronic lung disease, with nearly 40% of those victims over the age of 65. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a happy Valentine's Day.